Timmy's Temple Trip by Angela Murdoch, a true story. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder, tear apart. Mark chapter 10, verse 9. Timmy had seen the Logan, Utah temple many times when he went shopping in Logan with Mom. He always looked for the temple during the drive. He especially liked seeing it lit up at night. It towered over everything else in the city, as if it was keeping watch over everyone. Today, as they traveled to Logan, it wasn't for shopping, and he looked forward to seeing the temple even more. He was going there with his family to be sealed together forever. He couldn't wait until they arrived. He hummed, "I love to see the temple," one of his favorite songs. Today it meant more to him. Last Monday, the family had had a special home evening to talk about what was going to happen when they went to the temple and what it would mean for their family. He knew that after today, his family could be together forever. He was glad about that. He couldn't imagine not having his mom and dad and sisters with him always. Even though he didn't always get along well with his sisters, they sometimes got into his room and into his things. He still wanted to have them forever. All week they seemed especially cute, and he couldn't help being nice to them. They were 6-year-old twins, and sometimes he felt kind of left out. No matter what, they always had each other, so sometimes he felt a little lonely. After his family had started going to church, though, he realized that he was never really alone. Heavenly Father was always with him no matter what. He could pray to him at any time, and he would be there to help him. Timmy's mom and dad had been raised in the church, but it wasn't until they moved back to Mom's hometown that they started going to church every week. The missionaries had come and given them the discussions about Joseph Smith and how he had prayed in the sacred grove. They said that Heavenly Father had told Joseph that none of the churches were true. He had received the priesthood and restored the true church of Jesus Christ. Timmy liked to listen to these stories about Joseph Smith. One night, the missionaries brought a video about the Savior visiting the Nephites in America. Timmy really enjoyed it. He thought about what it would be like to sit at Jesus' knee with angels all around and to hear Jesus speak just to him. His family started to have family prayer every night, and he could tell that the spirit in their home had changed. He knew that the Holy Ghost was with them. Now as they drove to the temple, he could feel in his heart that Heavenly Father was pleased with them. "Mom, how much longer before we get there?" he asked. He was getting impatient, even though they had left the house only 10 minutes ago. "It won't take us very long. Just watch out the window for the temple," Mom said. "I bet I see the temple first," Sarah piped up. "I bet I do," Susie exclaimed. They all watched for it eagerly as they came into Logan. Suddenly, all three cried out, "There it is!" Timmy's heart beat a little faster. Mom and Dad had come to the temple yesterday morning to receive their own endowments. Today, they would all be sealed together as a family. Dad pulled up in front of the temple to let them out while he went to park the car. Timmy's grandparents were already there. He could see them standing inside the doorway. He wanted to run inside and give them a big hug, but this place seemed too quiet and too special to run. He walked reverently, but he couldn't help jumping into Grandpa's open arms. When Dad came, a woman said that she would take Timmy, Sarah, and Susie into another room, where they would wait till it was time to be sealed to their parents. Timmy wasn't sure he wanted to leave Mom, but she said that it would be all right and that they would be together soon. Timmy took his sister's hands and followed the woman into a room like the nursery at primary. The temple workers had 2 white dresses for Sarah and Susie to wear and a white jumpsuit, clothing in which the shirt and pants were attached, for Timmy. Mom and Dad had told him that in the temple they would wear all white, just like when Timmy was baptized. Finally, it was time to change their clothes and go upstairs to one of the ceiling rooms. Sister Smith took them in an elevator to the 3rd floor. They stood outside a door until it was open, and then Timmy and his sisters went into the ceiling room. Their grandparents, some aunts and uncles, and Mom and Dad were in the room. Timmy thought that Mom looked beautiful, all dressed in white. She and Dad, also dressed in white, looked really happy, even though she had a tear in her eye. Timmy felt a warmth like he had never felt before. He felt like he wanted to cry, too. Mom looked at him and smiled. It took only a few minutes, and they were sealed forever. As they stood up, Timmy's grandparents both came and put their arms around him and his sisters. One of them said, "Look in the mirror. See, your family now goes on forever." Timmy hadn't noticed the mirrors, or even what the room looked like when he first came in, but now he could see that there were mirrors lining the walls in front of him and behind him. They went from floor to ceiling and reflected everyone in the room. A big chandelier seemed to cast a spotlight over Timmy, his sisters and his mom and dad, who were all standing in the middle of the room with their arms around each other. Timmy couldn't help but cry now. He felt a little silly, but Mom bent down, took him in her arms and said, "Timmy, now you will be my big boy forever." And Timmy could see that she was crying too. Everyone came and gave them hugs and congratulated them. Later, when Timmy and his sisters changed out of the white temple clothes, Sister White gave them each a certificate with their names and a picture of the temple on it for their books of remembrance. End of the story, Timmy's Temple Trip by Angela Murdoch.